Hey, welcome to Beyond Sunday. I'm Susanna.
And I'm Pastor Joe. And welcome to episode number 4, which is our bonus episode.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I hope it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we got on the docket for today?
Well, it's springtime.
Absolutely.
And it has seemed like spring the last few days, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
So how about we talk about our favorite things to do in New England during the spring?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's not officially by date.
Thursday. Thursday's the official day.
But it feels like it, like you said.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, we had an awesome work day at the church outside, people outdoors cleaning up, and just the air smells like spring, and you're just getting into those spring vibes. So.
What's like your favorite first sign of spring? Like when you see it or hear it or smell it or taste it, you're like, ah, spring.
Oh, like 68 degree weather. Yeah. I mean, that's my perfect ideal. I mean, I could go like 68 to 72. That's like my favorite weather right there.
That is perfect.
And but it's not been that warm.
No.
But it's been warm enough where, you know, we can just be outside without a coat, without being freezing, and just enjoying the weather, the sunshine, and the snow pile in the lawn
that won't go away
from the snow plowing over the winter is almost gone.
It's getting smaller.
There's a little bit. I noticed, like, there's a little bit, but just a small portion. So that's almost gone. So that's, I guess, another good sign. But
definitely.
Yeah, I just love everything coming back to life, you know, plant life and grass getting green and just the nice weather. What about you?
I think for me, when I hear the birds singing in the morning, I know spring, because they come back once the weather is nice and it's like their way of saying we're here and we're bringing the nice weather with us. And then of course the flowers, like when you see the little bits of green popping up out of the ground, that's like signs of life. So spring is your favorite.
I love spring.
I thought so.
I mean, everything's just shut up and dormant in the winter. Mm-hmm. And I like winter. Like, I like the snow. I don't mind it. I like to drive in it and, you know, be out in it. When I was a kid, I loved to play in it. And I love watching our kids playing it now. And I don't mind the snow by any means, except for when I have to
shovel
or...
We did a ton of sledding this winter.
But yeah, you got some fun winter activities that you can enjoy, like sledding and things like that. So I'm not like a anti-winterist.
Yeah.
But I love spring.
Spring is beautiful.
I just love that mid-level weather, a temperature of the like
it's high not extreme. 60s. Yeah.
It's just comfortable. It's just... It's relaxing to me, you know. In the winter, you're cold. In the summer, you're hot. In the spring, it's just right.
Yeah, for sure.
So I enjoy it and just seeing everything come back to life. And I feel like it helps, like, people come back to life a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Spirits and just, like life
alive
rejuvenates.
Again.
So.
Yeah. I feel like God, in his goodness, made each season just long enough that we can enjoy it fully, but we are so looking forward to like the next one as it approaches.
Yeah.
Because I feel that same excitement like spring to summer. I love spring, but then as spring is ending and summer's beginning, I feel like, oh yeah, I'm ready for summer. And then summer's amazing. Yeah. And then at the end of summer, it's like, oh yeah, I'm ready for fall. Yeah. And then when spring comes around again, I'm like so excited
for
spring.
The change is nice. Yeah. Yeah, I like the change of seasons, and too much of a good thing can become, you know, a bad thing, or you can just kind of become complacent, you know, and you kind of can forget what you have in the nicer times, you know. So,
well, I guess we're speaking as living in a place that has four seasons as well. There are many parts of the world and the country even that don't experience all four seasons the way that we do. So we're kind of spoiled in that sense,
I guess,
that we get to see all four.
Something to look forward to every few months, you know? So, although, you know, I don't know, like there's a little bit more of me all the time that thinks, yeah, I could live in like Florida or, you know, Arizona or something like that. Probably Florida, you know, year round, but I don't know, you know, but I enjoy, like in retirement or something, you know, but I enjoy, the seasons, but especially spring. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's talk about it. What, for our bonus episode, just something fun. Living here in New England, we've got a lot of things at our disposal, mm-hmm. If I can talk right. And we have a lot of things that we can do. And I love how New England is, the states are smaller and
right.
every state offers a little bit different. And mm-hmm. you can drive an hour and get to a different area. Yeah. And we like to do that. We like to take day trips, mm-hmm. Drive... go somewhere for, you know, maybe just driving an hour to 2 hours away maximum, but usually
yeah.
an hour, you know, window frame there from where we live anyways. And right. so...
we're actually super centrally located
yeah,
here
yeah.
in the Metro West yeah. to all the New England
absolutely.
States and even in Massachusetts.
Absolutely. So there's... Yeah, even in Massachusetts, there's so many different types of geography. Is that the right...
Like...
landscape yeah, yeah, or exactly. just different areas and places, towns and landscape that you mm-hmm. can see and enjoy. So
yeah.
we thought we would talk about that for our bonus episode. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something to do this spring, you know, get out and enjoy the weather and, you know, we'll share a few things that we like to do, in no particular order as far as, you know, preference or, mm-hmm. Anything like that, but just some of the things that we like to do and maybe find ourselves more commonly doing, although we like to explore and see mm-hmm. new areas or places that we haven't. And I mean, it just, that list goes on and on because there's yeah. just, there's so much to be able to see
there is.
Even within an hour drive. And so a lot of cool places to get to very easily. So, yeah. All right, what do you got? What's one place that you would recommend that you like to do in the spring?
Well, I'm going to stay super close to home and talk about the awesome parks that we have here in Framingham. One of our favorite spots is Cushing Park, which is right down the street from yeah. us and is a beautiful area. I believe it was old, like World War II hospital barracks.
Yeah.
And afterwards, they turned it into beautiful, just green space. There's pavement for riding bikes, walking dogs.
Yeah.
Rollerblading, whatever. And then there's just tons of fields with beautiful trees. There's picnic spots.
Yeah.
There's a playground. It's just an awesome place.
Yeah.
You could spend hours there. Bring a ball, yeah. bring a kite, bring your bikes, whatever, pack a lunch. So Cushing Park, and right across the street from Cushing is Farm Pond, which is actually another awesome spot.
Yeah.
Very similar in that it's like a green space
yeah.
hangout spot. That's where they set off the fireworks on
yep.
4th of July yep. here in Framingham. And there's a really cool area where you can go down by the water and just walk right along the pond. And I believe that might even be part of the reservoir. I'm not sure. But that's like a completely
yeah.
different experience than being at Cushing
yeah.
because it's very like remote. There's not a lot of people down there. It's much more like nature
yeah.
based. But if you have an afternoon and you just want to be outside,
mm-hmm.
do something fun with the family,
yeah.
be active. Those are like two of my favorite things, being
yeah.
active and being outside. And well, of course,
yeah.
being with family.
Yeah.
It's just a good way to spend a few hours here in Framingham.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How
I
about you?
That's a good park. You can walk, you can ride a bike. Like I like
yeah.
that at Cushing, the path is big enough that you could do either
yeah.
rollerblade. If any of you
yeah,
rollerbladers out there.
That was fun back in the day.
Roller skating.
Yeah.
With your scrunchy
skateboarding.
Socks. With your scrunchy yeah. socks. Come on. If you rollerblade or roller skate, you got to wear.
That's true.
Right?
I think. I don't know. I didn't own those. But actually at Cushing Park, or I'm sorry, at Farm Pond across the street from Cushing, there's also a skate park.
Mm,
and
that's true,
there's a dog park
yeah.
that they just put in a few
yeah.
years ago. So there's like something for everyone.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
matter
definitely.
Where you're at in life in
yeah.
that area. So awesome place to check out.
Yeah. I mean, we can't give personal testimony to the dog park, but we like to see other dogs because
yeah.
we can't have dogs ourselves. And they seem to have a blast over at that
There's
dog park.
Always a There's ton of dogs.
They happy have, dogs over there.
You know, they have a big dog park and a little dog park so oh, like, that they don't have to like
oh, that's funny.
Mix,
yeah.
I guess, so they don't get, yeah. the little dogs don't get bullied or the big dogs don't get bullied by the little dogs. I don't know, but it's a cool spot.
Yeah, that's cool walking around on that side of the park. But there's like a little walking area on the other side of the tree line. Next mm-hmm. to that river, the water area, the reservoir that you mentioned. Yeah, really cool spot. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's actually a great place to watch the sunrise yeah. in Framingham, too, is over yeah. Farm Pond. That's like an ideal spot Definitely. In town because it's really pretty how it comes up over the water.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'll stay close to home as well.
Okay.
And you can pick your spot for this one. And this is just kind of a practical thing that if you can't give a whole day yet, just get out and do some. If you work from home or you can do some work from home, just go to your favorite coffee shop and sit outside and get an iced coffee and sit outside.
Yeah.
So iced I like coffee. To do that, whether studying or go out on coffee dates sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but sitting outside with an iced coffee is just
yeah
a good experience. So
yeah,
that's it. So whether it's Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or whatever coffee shop you like, or just find somewhere to go and be outside a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's an enjoyable thing for me, is just to get out with some coffee, do some studying, or, you know, just spend some time outside with somebody at a coffee shop. So that's my first one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's it. All right. What's your number two?
All right. So a couple springs ago, we went to this really cool spot down in the South Shore. I think it was under an hour from the Metro West Framingham area where we live, in Hingham, and it's called World's End. It's a walking path that kind of goes like in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
And at one point you're walking on this path and the ocean is on either side of you, and there's beach so you can get down and look for shells.
Yeah.
And then it opens up into another area that's just completely wooded. All trees, and it's up high on a hill. You can actually see the Boston skyline from one side, and then you can see, I believe it's Nantasket on the other side. Just such a cool spot to get city views, water views. You're in the woods.
Yeah. And I think
all kinds
there's,
of cool stuff.
There's like three different areas, three different views. So the skyline, Nantasket, or Nantasket, and then there's one other one, I think it's three.
Yeah.
But it could just be the two, but it's pretty cool how you can see the different scenes completely.
From one spot.
And it's an awesome spot for sure. That was on my list as well. So good walking, some hills, but it's not too hilly.
I think you can kind of make it more strenuous if you want to. There's a loop that's like a half mile, and then there's one that's like 2.5 miles. So depending on how far you want to go, you can kind of make it a quick trip or go further. Yeah. And we didn't bring a lunch the day we were there, but they have picnic tables. They have spots for picnicking, hanging out.
Yeah.
You could really make like a full day of going out there.
It's a good place to do that.
Yeah.
Could sit by the water in a few spots.
Yeah, definitely.
Or hang out there, and it's definitely a good walk.
Yeah.
But it's an enjoyable one. Great views.
Yeah, the views are awesome. I don't know that you can get like city views like that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Around. It's really cool.
Absolutely. That's a good one. I would say, you know, speaking of the city, Boston is one of mine that I would say. Now, not everybody likes to go into the city. So if you're not a city person or if you don't like to go into the city, I guess you'll just have to keep listening anyways. But there's so much you can do there. And we like exploring different sections of the city.
Mm-hmm.
If you get really adventurous and you want to get a lot of steps in, you can walk the whole thing in the day. You can do it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. But just seeing the different areas and sections. I mean, not too long ago, we kind of went into Chinatown a little bit for the first time.
It was fun.
Of course, the North End with Little Italy and, you know, the South End with a lot of new stuff popping up and, a lot of good coffee shops anywhere you are in the city.
That's true.
Really good, just views and walking areas. So you can have the view. And speaking of the World's End, I mean, just the fact that it's called the World's End, yeah. You know, like you can go there and be like, I've been to the end.
Yeah.
I've been to the end of the world. and back. But or you can go right into the city. And I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I love seeing and being up in the city. And, you know, it's cool the just all of the complexity of the and the merging of the historical buildings with the new ones being built and, you know, the old neighborhoods and some brick streets in some areas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Boston Commons and just so much history and just things that, you know, so the Boston Commons and then
the
Public Garden, those are right across from each other. Those are really cool parks to walk through.
Yeah.
You know, you can go down to Quincy Market and all of those things. So there's a lot of cool things. I enjoy doing that. And we do that as a family often. Our kids have grown up going into into the city.
Yeah. I think they love it just as much as we do. That was on my list as well. We go to Boston every season, spring, summer, fall, winter. But I feel like there's something different to do and see in each season.
Yeah.
And the Public Garden, I feel like you have to do that in the spring.
Yeah.
There are so many beautiful things in bloom, the tulips and the daffodils. It's just, it's beautiful. It's really cool. That's a must see spot, I think.
And, you know, most people are pretty chill that are there in the park. And it's just like, everyone's just out like enjoying the weather, you know, and, enjoying being outside and, just relaxing. It's kind of, it's cool. So I enjoy the vibe of the city. And in the first spring, it's kind of like the first time that you can go and actually just walk around and, and enjoy it. If that's your thing, and that's one of my things. So
yeah, definitely.
What else
that's
you got?
Great. Well, I cannot think about spring in Massachusetts without thinking about the Boston Marathon. I love watching the Boston Marathon, which is coming up. I believe it's April 21st this year. It's the day after Easter.
Okay.
And that's a statewide holiday, Patriot Day. So most people have it off.
Yeah.
Actually, the route 135 Boston Marathon route is right down the street walking distance for us. So we've been going and watching the last several years. It's just so exciting. It's like invigorating, watching people run, cheering them on. It's unbelievable. Yeah. There's nothing like it. Like thousands upon thousands of people running past you. It's so cool. There will be like these little waves of just like 10 people running. Yeah. And then there will be a break for like 2 minutes and no one comes by. And then all of a sudden there's like 10,000 people running past you. You can hear their feet running.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And I'm always so inspired by those who are in wheelchairs, who are blind, who are running with, you know, a guide or paraplegic. It is just like such an awesome tradition. The training that goes into that.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. Yeah, I'm absolutely. So excited about watching
There's so many cool things about it, for sure. And it's, you know, and of course it's cool because as it starts to wind down, you can come and go as you please. Mm-hmm. But I always get such a crack out of how much the runners want all of the, you know, spectators to cheer them on.
They've worked hard.
You know, they've been training and working and, you know, if they come around the corner and they come through the section where there's a lot of people and people are not cheering.
Yeah.
They'll raise their arms up and, you know, clap at us and say, hey, come on, stand up, cheer.
Yeah.
And, so it's exciting. It's a lot of fun for sure. So
that's
a good one.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. We'll be there. So if you want to,
come
out, hang out with us, let us know. You can meet us there. We'll save some spots for you.
Yeah.
We walk right, you know.
Yeah. It's like
walk right here.
16th mile.
It's pretty cool
from here.
It's neat to, it's crazy how far, they run. And it's cool with such a big worldwide thing that it's literally right up the street
right
from
here.
Us.
Yeah.
But I always, I like every time we drive through, it starts in Hopkinton, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like when we drive through there, every time I think, I can't believe this is where they start.
I know. Thousands, yeah. 30,000 people in that one area. I would love to be like at the starting line and see like what that is like, you know,
all of those procedures and guidelines and, you know, the starters and all of that, how it you know, that'd gets going. Cool. So we'll have to try that sometime. But
yeah,
for now we can just walk right up the street and
It's fun.
Easy peasy. So,
yeah.
All right, good. So, all right, I'll share this one. It's a little bit further out. It might be a little bit over an hour, so it's a bonus episode. So here's a bonus.
That's fine.
It's bonus mileage. if you don't mind driving a little bit further, but I never really knew of this area. Like, we all know Cape Cod.
Yeah.
But then I don't remember how or when it was, but then I learned of Cape Ann.
Oh yeah.
And that's become kind of a cool spot that we like to go to. And it's, I don't know, maybe a mini version, a smaller version of Cape Cod, but...
Well, if you're from Massachusetts, you can let us know. I'm a proud New Englander, but I'm from Rhode Island originally. And this is what I've heard from native Massachusetts people. So please tell us if we have it wrong. But I've heard that if you live south of Boston, that South Shore, you go to the Cape. If you live north of Boston, you go to Cape Ann, and you don't go opposite.
Okay. Like, they don't mix.
North Shore stays north, South Shore stays south. Okay. That's what I've heard anyway. I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
But
they're both beautiful.
Yeah.
They're both very beautiful.
So, I mean, we're south of Boston, but I like going to Cape Ann.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's a little bit... I don't know.
We're probably like
we're right same in the distance. Middle. It's about the same distance. We a couple beaches there that we really like, especially before it gets too hot and there's a million people out there. And but there's probably my favorite spot is Rockport.
Yeah.
So Cape Ann is made up of what, four towns?
Ooh.
Rockport, Gloucester,
Essex,
and one other one.
Manchester by the Sea?
Yes, Manchester by the Sea. And so Gloucester is really cool. It's like a fisherman town, and there's a nice walk area along the water.
That's beautiful.
And there's a you know, one of those bridges that raises for boats. There's probably an official word, and I'm but a bridge that raises for boats, you know. but it's like you know, fishermen, that are working and, you know, like old school, hardworking blue collar fishermen out like in these big fishing boats and not just the ritzy yachts and speed boats. I mean, there's some of those, but it's just a working town, a port town. There's a lot of history there of the fishermen and there's some plaques and monuments there as well, memorializing many that have gone out and sea and didn't make it back and you know, from storms and such. But it's just beautiful. It's they've actually dressed up really well. The walking area, flags everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like it's really cool. So there's that area where you can just have a nice walk. And then that's in Gloucester. And then Rockport is the next town. I think it's north of that. But there's this really cool area. And that's a port area as well.
Yeah.
And but it's not as much a fishing town or area, I don't think. But
I think it's maybe more touristy.
A little bit more touristy. I mean, there's lobster. There's definitely lobster trapping and catching because there's this little strip. You park and then you can walk down this little pathway. It's like a road and people can drive on it. But there's all these little just mom pop, you know, local shops all like lined up going down this strip that goes out to the water.
I think it's called Bearskin Neck.
Yeah, Bearskin Neck. Yeah. And it's just cool. It's just, to me, that is so New England.
That is the quintessential
little, you know, harbor or port town, New England port town. It's cool. It's just, you know, you got the sailing flags everywhere. You got the little shops. You got the seafood shops. You know, you can go into a little dive and just get some fresh lobster and clams, and they steam them right there for you if you want to do that. Ice cream shops and just, of course, little souvenir shops as well. But it's just a cool little spot. So I enjoy that. That's one of my favorite things that I like to do is Cape Ann and specifically those couple towns. I really enjoy that. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good walk.
That's beautiful up there. I think we like to do water like on the tail end of spring because the weather is really nice we beat the crowds because places like that in the summertime, it's swamped with people and it's beautiful any time of year, but it's really cool to do that in like late April, May, because you really beat the crowds. There's no one really around because kids are still in school, but you can enjoy, you know, kind of have the place to yourself. So kind of sticking with the water theme. And this may be just about an hour and a half-ish as well.
Okay.
But I would say Newport.
Yeah.
I feel like we could do an entire episode on Rhode Island.
Of course.
It's near and dear to my heart. And there's so many great places. But Newport is definitely known as like a summer destination. But again, there's so many people there at that time. Yeah. I would say don't go in the summer. Go in May. May, usually the weather is nice and you'll get such a great experience, but you'll beat all, you won't have all the crowds that you would normally have. In Newport, there's the mansions. You can tour the mansions, see how they used to live back in the day of opulence.
Those are cool.
And then there's the Cliff Walk,
which
is this walkway. I think it's about 2 miles. You have beautiful ocean views on one side and then the mansions on the other.
Yeah.
And there's Thames Street, which has a lot of shopping and restaurants.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful area. There's a trolley service that you can actually take the trolley all around town. There's the Tennis Hall of Fame, which we've walked by. We've never been in, but it's just a really cool spot and
definitely
doable in like a day. You could just spend a couple of hours down there, get some really good seafood.
But you could also spend a whole day down there too.
You could, And if you want to see another area that's not like as touristy, Jamestown is right over the bridge, and that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Jamestown, Rhode Island. It's a very similar vibe as far as like the ocean views, but more of like a residential, not as touristy area and good food there as well.
Yeah.
And Beavertail Park is there. There's a lighthouse.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
beautiful.
A peninsula. Yeah. You are out into the ocean. Yeah. So there's a lot of waves, big rocks. It's just a really cool spot. So
yeah, that'd be a really good day trip is to head down there. So you could hit up Beavertail in Jamestown first, go to Newport, see some things. You can do all of that in a day. That's a really good day trip for sure.
Yeah.
So good stuff down there. All right. Maybe we got time for one more.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'll give you my last one. And this one can do throughout throughout or beyond spring, but it begins in spring.
Hmm.
And that is playing golf with Susanna.
Oh.
Well, she doesn't usually play. She'll just walk if, you know, the course I go to will allow it. Some of them are like, oh, we don't allow non-playing participants on the course. Like, okay. But anyways, you know, but for the most part, so we did actually, you did that with me last year a few times and found some just 9-hole courses and we walked it together. So, you know, playing golf in the spring is awesome because it's not too hot, you know, and, but it's like the first season you can kind of get out and playing and I like to walk it and we walk together. So we have fun and, you know, kind of go on a date. I get to go on a date with my wife and play golf at the same time. Like, I mean, hashtag blessed, right? I mean, can't get
thanks.
Any better than that, but that's fun and something I'm looking forward to. We haven't done it yet, but we'll have to schedule it and get it on the books.
Yeah, for sure.
First 9 holes together.
Definitely.
So
yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, those are a few things that we can talk about in this episode, and you know, there's just so much that we can do here in New England, but just get out and enjoy the beautiful weather and the fresh air and see some of God's beautiful creation. It truly is marvelous what we have all around us. Mm-hmm. And we are fortunate to live in a part of country, a part of the country that has such beauty everywhere.
Definitely.
So
yeah.
There's so much to be found within even just an hour.
I feel like we could do a Massachusetts episode. I feel like we could do a Boston episode. Yeah. We could do Rhode Island. Yeah. We could take this.
You know, the cool thing is there's always a good coffee shop and there's always
good food.
Some fried clams that you can find wherever you go. So that's some great benefits of New England. But yeah, so a few things that we like to do out and about in the spring and beyond with our family. And maybe those will be some tips and some things that maybe you could try if you like. Feel free to let us know if you have any questions. But thanks for joining us. And it was fun talking about those things.
It was fun.
For our first bonus episode. That means this is our first completed month.
Yeah.
And first four episodes completed. So
wow. We did it.
Do we get like a plaque or anything? Oh, wait. No, that's... We're far from that. That's okay. But it's been fun, our first four episodes. And thanks for watching or listening, however you do it. And we look forward to the next one. Next week, we'll be back to our digging in episode. So we encourage you to tune in for that one. Don't miss that as well. Something that is coming out of a topic that we discussed in a Sunday service. And we'll be digging deeper. So join us for our next episode. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. We are very appreciative of it. And we look forward to seeing you next time. You have a wonderful week.